This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In this lecture, which is taking place in the 5th of Rajab and the 28th of June 1920, 2009. So in this lecture, we will be talking about a very important subject related to marriage and divorce. And I'm really very happy that the brothers chosen this topic, because if we look at the situation of the Muslims in the UK, and unfortunately the situation of Muslims all over the world, we will see that there is a huge problem in terms of marriage breakdown. And believe me, from my experience, okay, I'm not speak about this topic from a very academic point of view, but I'll rather speak about it from an experience point of view. Okay, being a member of the Islamic Sharia Council and being a member, okay, of the fatwa committee and having a fatwa line, receiving the complaints and the problems of the people. So I can tell you, brothers and sisters, that the problem of marriage breakdown in the UK is a very huge problem. There are some statistics about marriage breakdown outside the UK from the Muslim countries, but these are of no use for us. But from the UK perspective, I can tell you that almost 50% of the marriages in the UK are going through problems, and many of them are ending up with a breakdown. Once we talk about 50%, okay, we are talking about a huge percentage, means one out of two. Okay, in terms of, if any one of you look at the people around him, he will see among his friends, okay, many of them are going through marriage problems, and many of them are going through marriage breakdown, complete marriage breakdown. And this is the reality. And I do remember that one of the sisters in one of the universities, she forward the question, and she said, Sheikh, is it allowed for me not to get married at all? And I asked her why. She said, because of what we hear of these marriage problems and marriage breakdown, etc. And the first people to suffer from this marriage breakdown is the children, of course. And we are leaving our children to the streets, and the streets are taking care of our children, and then all of us are wondering why we have so many gang problems within the Muslim community. Even, maybe you know, I don't know whether you know or you don't know, there is a prostitution problem. There are some sisters who are involved in prostitution within the Muslim community and within or in the Muslim areas. So it is really a problem. So we need to look at this problem. Okay, so it is a huge problem. We need to look at the root causes of the problem in order to rectify the problem. And from my experience in the Islamic Sharia Council, many of those problems can be solved. They are not really major problems that cannot be solved. Many of them can be solved. Let us look at some of those problems. First of all, just before looking at those problems, you know that marriage breakdown is one of the evil things. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said that the shaitan put his throne on the sea. And he will send the shayateen, the small shayateen, to do the job, to work for him. And the nearest shaitan to him, means the dearest shaitan to him, is the one who is causing the most corruption. And then the shayateen come to him, and every one of them is telling him, then, I did this, I do that, influence this person to do that. I made waswas for this person to commit this ma'asiyah, etc., etc. And he's telling them, you have done nothing, you have done nothing. Until a shaitan comes to him, and he's telling him that, listen, I left him after I broke his marriage. He said, you are the dearest shaitan to me. Okay? Because this means that he caused the biggest corruption, the biggest fasad, the biggest mischief. This shaitan who broke the relationship between this person and his wife. And you know, Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُو الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ بِهِ مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned the stories of the two angels, and the وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُو الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ. The shayateen that teaches some people magician, and they, Allah Jalla wa Ala said that the first thing the shayateen taught those magicians is to what? مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. What cause problems, friction, and marriage breakdown, okay, between the man and his wife. And you know the story when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he received the revelation, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ لِمَا تُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكَ تَبْتَغِي مَرْضَاتَ أَزْوَاجِكَ. This surah, Surah Al-Tahrim. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated the story. The story is a very long story, a very nice story. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Umar ibn al-Khattab, what is the reason for the revelation of that surah? Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I used to have a friendship with one of the Ansar, and we used to convey the message or the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to each other. And one time, we were, at a certain time, we were expecting Ghassan. Ghassan is a tribe near Al-Madinah to attack Al-Madinah. And we were afraid that Ghassan will come and attack us. So one time my friend came to me and he said, he was shouting at me and he said, something major has happened. And then I said, what is it, Ghassan? Means the tribe of Ghassan came and attacked us. He said, worse than that. He said, what worse than Ghassan attacking the Muslims of Al-Madinah? So he said, I came out and I said, what is happening? He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divorced his wives. Okay? That in the eyes of the Sahaba, what was worse than Ghassan, that tribe attacking Medina. Then Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I went to the masjid and I saw the people crying, weeping. And I said to them, is it true that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divorced his wife? They said, we don't know. Then he said, I went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I asked him, have you divorced your wives? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, and the story continues. Which means, okay, that the marriage breakdown is even from a Shara'i perspective, leave alone the consequences that might happen, okay, from a Shara'i perspective, is an evil thing. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مِنْ خَبَّبَ مْرَأَةً عَلَى زَوْجِهَا. It is not among of us the one who is causing a wife to hate her husband. That's why, again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تُسْأَلُ الْمَرْأَةُ لَا يُسْأَلُ الرَّجُلُ فِي مَضَرَبَ مْرَأَةً. Okay? It is يعني, an athar or an ahadith. That a man should not be questioned why he, okay, hit his wife. Because this is something between them. Leave them alone. They sort out, they can sort out their matters among themselves. And even they said that the husband, the father of a daughter, she's married to a man, he should not ask his daughter why you had you been beaten or hit by your husband. Why? Because Al-Islam is looking for the bigger picture in order to keep the relationship between husband and wife together. And we will see that one of the main reasons behind marriage breakdown, whether within the Muslim community or within the non-Muslim community, is the influence from other people. And other people are being involved in the relationship between the husband and why. Anyway, in conclusion, this is an introduction to reflect that marriage breakdown from a Sharia perspective is a very bad thing, and Sharia is very keen to keep the matrimonial relationship, the marriage relationship, intact.